Hello everybody and welcome to today's podcast. This is the first episode in the podcast and I hope you enjoy. Hi and welcome to today's podcast that we have filming right now. Today's podcast is being filmed from my house, and now that we have the podcast going, we would like to start it and let's start. Well, the first thing that we have today is we have our science section. And our science section today is talking about vaccines. Well, right now there's been an epidemic going around very, very faintly of unvaccinated children. These unvaccinated children have spread the measles again. That's a humane achievement. Very humane achievement, and we have many things that can cure the measles, but it seems like New Yorkers just don't really want to get into that. So what we're doing now is I'm right now filming, move the camera a little bit back, this podcast, the first episode of the podcast, going to go up on YouTube. Once on YouTube, hopefully gets monetized and not taken down. Well, now we have our science section is this. So the vaccines spread out very quickly. And the vaccines, I mean the, what's it called? The virus spreads out very quickly. And what that does is it just spreads everywhere. And if you don't get vaccinated very quick, any time actually, then that can turn very bad. Very bad indeed. So, what we have now is we've taken everything and we've started this podcast to not prevent it, and not spread it any more than it has to. Yeah. And with that, we keep on talking about this for like a few minutes. Talk to the camera. Right now we're barely starting off, so we haven't got any exposure yet. So we now start off here, and let's start. We're going to be taking notes in today's thing with a binder. And the first we're going to label the page notes. And in the podcast, you can hear me writing. But on the, you can see me not writing. I mean, you can see me write. So now we have viruses spread. Viruses spread, we know that. And what we're doing, what are we going to do to help that virus spread? Like, as an example, measles in New York. And the flu killing many people. And with that, we have, first thing, viruses spread, measles in New York, flu killing people. And with that, what we're going to use is we're going to try to spread awareness with that. Now for our other science thing, we have to, science hits. My writing is atrocious. Science myths that we're going to be talking about is that the Earth is in the middle. Of the universe, and of the solar system. And that, and I spelled solar system wrong, right, okay. We're in the middle of solar system. And with that, we have people with crazy back then. People were crazy. Well, you can't really blame them. If you see now, you would expect the sun look like it's revolving around you. I think that's what people think, but that's what That's why people thought that. What was that? That's why people thought that. And got to give them a little bit of slack. They weren't the smartest of peoples. People were crazy, and people weren't educated at the time. They weren't very educated. And we know that. People weren't very educated because the schools weren't as good as we have now. Weren't as good as now. And we have that. Now that we have that, we have schools that are good enough because money problems. Come on, let's just fix, organize this more. We'll make these stars. We'll make this one a triangle. I'll make this one of the like other stars things, whatever. Like that. Okay, money problems. Yes, Earth and the middle solar system. People were crazy. There were many types of things that actually helped, not aided, but helped, not helped, but really destroyed the fact that people were very educated at the time, and people were crazy, very educated. Schools weren't as good as now, and because of money problems. Now we have that, and then we have another one that Pluto is a planet. Well, it's not a myth. People have talked about it. Pluto is a planet. It's another one. Pluto is a planet. People might have thought Pluto is a planet because it has some description, you'll see. Has some descriptions, some planet descriptions, but has some planet descriptions also falls in the triangle section. That has been not, it didn't have all requirements. It didn't have all the script, didn't have, yeah, requirements, didn't have all requirements. Well, let's change descriptions to requirements. And then, oh, that just looks like an A, so let's change the triangle to a little small triangle. You know, let's fill in the triangle. Just to, and now, we're gonna have all the requirements. Pluto is a planet because it looks like a planet. We have that it looks like a planet. And then that's why people were confused. Confused by that. Because people were confused at that, they didn't know what to think. So under that, let's put the other star thing. People didn't know what to think. Well, some of the notes that we have, if you're, of course, for watching the podcast, if you're watching the podcast, then you really can see it. But if you're just listening to the podcast and you really don't want to look, you don't have the time, either you just don't want to look at your phone, just want to listen, then that's, we have, as I noticed, you have, first the virus is spread, and then because of that, because the virus is spread, we have measles in New York, and it do kill people. And then science myths, we have Earth in the middle of the solar system, because people thought that because they were crazy. And then people weren't very educated. The reason was because schools weren't as good as now, because of the money problems. And then Pluto is a planet. People thought that because it has some planet requirements, but didn't have all the requirements. It looks like a planet. People were confused by that. Didn't know what to think. And they didn't know what to think at the time. So when people first started thinking that, they really didn't seem to believe it at the first time. Didn't know what to think. And then those are just two science myths. And now those are our notes that we have. And next, we're going to leave these notes. We're going to put it as episode one. Notes. And we're going to close the trusty desk book. And now what we're going to do is we're going to talk a tall talk. A tall talk is where we talk about one of the most popular things that's going around right now. So one of the popular things going around right now that people have been talking about is not really that's crazy as you would think. It's really not so, how do I put this? So far to the extent as you might think. We're gonna open the note quick again. This time we're gonna write on the back of the page, not the waste paper. And then we're gonna write one of the most things. Let's see, what is popular? Let's see. We're gonna write what is trending right now. What is trending? And then we're gonna put that right down. Let's see, what is trending right now? We're gonna move a little bit more this way. What is trending? Let's see, what is trending? What's trending is, oh, Kids' Choice Awards is trending right now. And leave a few spaces to talk about that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Put another one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Put another one. We have Nick. Just Nick itself. And then we have Fortnite. Gotta always talk about Fortnite. So with Kids' Choice Awards, we have DJ Khaled. Khaled is hosting. Which is not too bad. Not too bad. Okay. And their trailer made of Baby Shark Griffins. Not so good. Not so good for the extent. And lastly, in their trailer again, Spoilsome. And we made this year's Choice Awards as, oh, let me redraw that. This year's Choice Awards is being deemed as not terrible. Okay, it's gonna be deemed as, okay. Let's talk about Nick and Hole. Nick and Hole. Trying to be trendy. But just can't be trendy. Like, okay, they just put dabs. SpongeBob dabbing. No one wants to see SpongeBob dabbing. Just right now, no one wants to see SpongeBob dabbing. And then we have, oh yeah, SpongeBob. The SpongeBob, what's it called? I put SpongeBob. SpongeBob. What's it called? anniversary celebration. Celebration that is coming up. Seems okay. Seems fit. Steamed fit. Of course, the passing of Steven Hillenburg hasn't really changed a bit, but we still have it in our minds. And he made a great show. Me not being here for the rest, still really like. Not doesn't really change anything. And then we have that special anniversary. Oh yeah, we just found out that. SpongeBob has a YouTube channel. As you may think, SpongeBob has a YouTube channel sounds really bad, sounds horrible, sounds like it really doesn't fit. But if you really think about it, it seems deems fit for SpongeBob. Because SpongeBob, he's crazy. Oh. Snapchat reference on SpongeBob. Not very good. So now we're going to deem Nick. We're going to judge Nick. It's what we know now. Trying to be trendy is the X for right now. SpongeBob anniversary is pretty good. If you're the right person to watch it and you've been watching SpongeBob for a long time, really love the series. Or you really miss the series, or you just haven't watched the series in a long time. The SpongeBob anniversary is a good deem fit. SpongeBob YouTube. Give that an equals. It's okay. It's okay. The Snapchat reference, horrible. It's just deemed horrible. So I got two. Nick is doing better. It's doing better. It's not okay. It's okay. It's better. It's better than okay. It's better. Because it's really not what Nick used to be like. Nick was full of great shows. That scared me every day. Yay, let's turn that down a little bit. Better. I don't want to get copyrighted. Hopefully I don't get copyrighted. Hopefully. Okay, now let's talk about Fortnite. First thing is, it's dead. Season 8 came out. Good. Better. Not better costumes. Oh, got rid of Plane. Yep. Apex Legends, yeah. Stole PUBG's idea. Yeah. What else? Full of 9-year-olds. That came too late to the party. Now we have just horrible. Bad gameplay. And under bad gameplay, but lots of bugs. Fortnite as a whole. See one more. Fortnite as a whole is deemed dead, which is bad. Season 8, pretty good. Got rid of Plane, pretty bad. Apex Legends just ruined it, pretty bad. Stole PUBG's idea is pretty bad. Full of 9-year-olds, it's okay, I'll get done equals. Bad gameplay, of course bad. Lots of bugs, really bad. And it only got 2 out of 3, so it's not okay. doing okay for itself in this time of war with Apex Legends. Okay. So now that we have Totox is done, we have the What is Trending is done. Let's close the notebook and see what we have. Oh. Just remember. Next thing we have to do is what is the next thing we have to do? Next thing we have to do is talk drama. Now, here we have a different thing that we have articles on. Different articles called different means. Now we are going to look as the video on the podcast, you can see it. Here on the podcast, well now, we are keeping on recording. As always, we are keeping, and we are going to go look at some articles. Let's see. Let's see this article. And now we're done and we're gonna be cool. And thank you for watching. If you're watching on video, this is your last. Bye. Bless myself. Okay. So now we have a woman. A jaguar attacked a woman. Yeah, we're still filming? Still recording? Yeah. Okay, a jaguar attacked a woman. Now we're going to read off this and type out our idea. Not type out. Write down our ideas of it. Let's just. Oh yeah, we are going to write it in afterwards. Because this is very dangerous. Okay. I'm going to read off the article from USA Today. By Nathan J. Fish and Mike Cruz. A jaguar attacked a woman who reportedly crossed over a barrier while trying to take a photo Saturday at Phoenix Area Wildlife Park, according to fire officials. Rural Metro Police crew responded to a report of a lady attacked by a jaguar. About 6:40 p.m. at the Wildlife World Zoo Aquarium and Safari Park in Litchfield Park, said John Gilligan, and a spokesman for the Metro Fire. Crews found the woman at the zoo with lacerations to her arm, and she was taken to the hospital, Gilligan said. Zoo officials released a statement Saturday about the incident. We regret to inform that this evening before closing there was an incident reported involving a guest who crossed over the barrier to get a photo, according to the eyewitness. According to the email statement from Christy McCormick, a spokesman for the Wildlife World Zoo, the visitor sustained non-life-threatening injuries to their hand from one of our female jaguars. At the request of the family, paramedics were called. At no time was the animal out of its enclosure, the statement continued. The incident is being fully investigated, according to the zoo. Very scary. So that, and then let's write down an idea of that. Now we're just writing down the ideas. So she was attacked by a jaguar. This is right, attacked by a jaguar. She was attacked by a jaguar. And she sustained injuries. Sustained injuries. Didn't die, which is good. But she did try to get a photo. Which was the reason. And then they called paramedics. You know, when paramedics gotta be called. That's just life threatening. And that's very sad. And then, but she did not die. Once again, we're gonna write it down. She did not die. And what the zoo apologized, but animal wasn't out of cage or whatever they have there, and the zoo apologized, and they're investigating. They're investigating. Okay. So that's our ideas for right now. It has like, who in their right mind goes to try to jump the fence to get a great picture? Like, just like, oh hey, it's just like, hey, where'd you get those injuries? I don't know. I just jumped the fence for a jaguar, and that's what happens when you're very bad. You make horrible decisions, and it just goes bad. Of course, this is our 30-minute show. The 30-minute show is now coming almost to an end. We have a few minutes. It's going to be more than 30 minutes, a little bit more. And as per usual, I have my sponsored segment at the end, at the beginning and the end. And let's go. Thank you for listening. And you know what? I need to do something first. So there's a new book. What kind of a new book? It's been out for a while, a few months. It's called Flashback from Keep the Lost City series, and we're gonna read the first page of that book. I'm gonna read the first page of the actual chapter. So it is strange coming here and not being the one on trial, Keith asked, taking her expertly styled blonde hair in a shiny facet on one of the jeweled walls before he followed Sophie into the tribunal hall. Because I'd be happy to help you break a few laws if you're feeling left out. Me too, bro, Keith's bodyguard jumped in. Her pierced nose crinkled as she surveyed the empty auditorium, which was built entirely out of emeralds. Ugh, you guys have really outsparkled yourself with this place. It's basically begging me to smash something. No one will be smashing anything, Sandor, Sophie's bodyguard, warned, or causing any other problems. That's the first one. I actually got it signed. My school actually hosted the launch party, and I got to be a volunteer there. Very fun working. We actually got a private photo with her. Very, very fun. And we got it signed, and that seems to be it. Have I got everything? Drawing, we can't do that. Anything else? Talk about anything else. Okay. Anything else in my mind? We only have a few minutes, so. What we do have is, there isn't many things to talk about. Because the world is good itself. If you find something that you really love, you'll follow that. And it's just something that you have. So to say that there's anything else, does that make no sense? The world has new surprises bringing. And brings new surprises. And I really hope you enjoyed this podcast, because there's really nothing else to talk about. If you enjoyed this podcast, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'll put the Twitter in the description. And thank you for listening. And I hope you listen to my other episodes. And please donate from Patreon, also in the description. Thank you.